listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Sports, WMST. This broadcast is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Look at me. Gotta be
center field. Yeah. And good afternoon, everybody. Welcome live to Scott High School in Northern Kentucky for the girls' 10th region softball tournament. Ready to get underway. A little bit later than we anticipated because of the weather, but they've done a great job in getting the field. It's in perfect condition from a look standpoint, and we are ready. The Clark County Lady Cardinals are going to take on Campbell County Lady Camels here in our first game. Brian Caudle, the coach of the Lady Cardinals. They're only 8-23, but they're 5-7 in their last 12 games. They have played much better and are hoping to come in here and pull a surprise on Campbell County. Sandy Kitchen's Lady Camels are 15-9 on the season, but they're just 4-5 in their last 9 games. So we're getting ready for starting lineups, and we'll take those right now. For Clark County, they'll bat first, Nia McIntyre. The junior center fielder leads it off. Bella Gwynn at shortstop. Freshman bats number 2. First baseman Lexi Burke, a sophomore, bats number 3. Freshman right fielder Emma Enzi bats 4th. Jalen Willoughby and at second base, the freshman batting 5th. Hitting 6th is Kennedy Estep, senior at third base. Alyssa Webb behind the plate, and she is a junior, batting number 7. Senior left fielder Meredith Freiman bats 8th, and the 8th grade pitcher Morgan Parks hitting number 9. And for the Campbell County Lady Camels, it'll be Josie Feeback, freshman in center field. Sam Perry, sophomore shortstop, bats number 2. And the sophomore pitcher, Hope Hamilton, hits 3rd. J.C. Kramer, a junior in left field, batting number 4. Catching and batting 5th is Mariah Price, a junior. Hitting number 6, Faith Whitford, sophomore right fielder. Sophomore third baseman Lily Furman, it's P-H-I-R-M-A-N, Furman, bats number 7. Addie Griffin, a sophomore at first base, hits number 8. And Bree Tate, a junior at second base, and she'll bat in the number 9 position. Campbell County's on defense, and they're taking the field right now as they are introduced. And we're getting ready for the Jennifer Webb of Clark County is going to sing our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleam. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous flight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red. Bursting in air, are still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the
a great way to kick off a tournament with the national anthem. We'll be back. We'll be ready for the first pitch in 1 minute here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
And Montgomery County put, Clark County put runs on the board. I think that'll be the big story of this game, perhaps. Hope Hamilton, the sophomore, she's a tall young lady. She's from an athletic family. She is 11-5 on the season. She has a 2.78 earned run average. She throws with good velocity and will be, I think, a tough challenge for Clark County coming in here today. And leading it off is Anaya McIntyre and an off-speed pitch to start things off with, and she tried to wait on it, fouled it back out of play, and it's strike one. McIntyre, Gwynn, and Burke to bat for Clark County. McIntyre, right-hand batter, and waiting, and rips a ball into left center field, and that'll go one bounce up against the fence, and McIntyre will race into second base and be there with a stand-up double to start the game. So McIntyre gives Clark County a leadoff double, a runner in scoring position with nobody out, and here is Bella Gwynn. Gwynn, a 306 batting average on the season, second on the team with 18 runs batted in for Clark County. Right-hand hitter, it takes a good fastball in for a called strike. Again, Hamilton. She's throwing it very close to 60. There's an off-speed pitch that's a called strike two. Going to try to read the umpire's strike zone here. Pitch was in the upper part. They set up outside, and a swing and a miss. Gwynn was left behind. And Bella retired, and one out. And the batter is Lexi Burke. Sophomore comes in batting 378, double and a home run, and she leads the team with 19 runs batted in, but well behind that fastball. No balls and a strike to count. Burke batting, Enzi is on deck. McIntyre hoping her teammates can get her around. There's a chopper foul back of the plate, and Burke is down, no balls, two strikes. We've got a lot of clouds floating around, but some blue sky, and its sun is shining perfect right now for the players and fans. Here's an off-speed pitch that hangs up high, and it's a ball and two strikes. One ball, two strike count. Here's a ball hit high and foul down the first base side out of play. and the count stays at a ball and two strikes. That pitch is up high, an off-speed pitch, and it's 2-2. So Hamilton showing our ability to change speeds here in the early going, just out of the zone, and a swing and a miss there. Boy, that makes that fastball look a lot faster, and she has come with back-to-back strikeouts. And Emma Ince, who is has a .255 batting average, has four doubles, a couple of triples, right-hand hitter, and takes up high for a ball. NC bats with Jay Lynn Willoughby on deck. Hamilton was out here very early warming up, threw a lot of pitches in warm-ups, getting loose. That pitch is up and high. McIntyre going for third, and I tell you what, she is called out, but she slid right underneath that tag. But the inning is over. So for Clark County, top half of inning number one, no runs on a hit, and nobody left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the first. No score. Lady Campbell's coming to bat when we come back in 90 seconds.
Hey, here's great news from LA1 in Winchester. The peach is back. The great combination of LA1 and peaches is here. Now rest easy, all you hardcore fans. We'll never mess with the original. So go to your favorite store and grab your favorite flavor of L8, including new Peach L8. Get more details on our website, L81.com, and on all L8 social media. And remember, the peach is back.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to assure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price. We move to the bottom half of inning number one. Morgan Parks, the eighth grader, 3-8, an 8.48 earned run average on the season, and Josie Feeback, freshman center fielder, faces her and takes a pitch that bounces and almost hits her. Ball one. Feeback, Perry, and Hamilton to bat here for Campbell County in the bottom of the first inning. Right-hand batter, Feeback. Even stance in the box. And the one-ball pitch is a little number to the pitcher. Parks Fields throws on to Burke, and there's quickly one out.
Next to the plate, number 25, Sam Perry.
Here is Sam Perry. She has a .422 batting average, four doubles, a couple of triples, and a home run. Has driven in 23 runs on the season, scored a team best, 34, left-hand batter, and takes a pitch that's in for a strike. Parks not overpowering, 26 strikeouts in 72 innings, so she's only striking out about a batter every three innings. That's an off-speed pitch that hangs high, and it's one ball, one strike. Got to depend on the defense doing a job behind her. Everybody straight away in the outfield, just pretty much medium depth. Left-hand batter Perry waits and takes that pitch low and away. Two balls and a strike, the count. That'll be with you today, and we'll be on later in the afternoon as Montgomery County will be taking on Bishop Brossard in our third game today. Right now, Parks deals, and there's a ball ripped foul outside of first. Evens up the count at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Wind is blowing pretty well. I don't have a flag to kind of give me a sense of wind direction, but the trees off in the background are moving around quite a bit. Parks ready with her 2-2. An off-speed pitch bounces up there, and the count goes full at 3-2. Feedback, by the way, had hit 7 home runs on the season. The pitch is low and away. And so a one-out walk to Sam Perry. Here's Hope Hamilton. She's hit 6 home runs on the year. 5.33 batting average for the sophomore with second best 31 runs batted in. Big right-hand batter. You can tell she has power. Here's the ball popped up. Shallow right field, just back on the edge of the grass. And second baseman Jalen Willoughby goes out and makes the catch. So there are 2 outs with a runner at first, and here is J.C. Kramer. Kramer, a .386 batting average, 5 doubles and a home run. Right-hand batter hitting the number 4 spot. Parks pitches and a miss. For Clark County today, well, if you get Parks through about 4 innings, with Bella Gwynn waiting in the background, if you can have a, if Clark had a lead after 4, I'd feel like they got a great chance to pull the upset. There goes the runner, throw to second, and it's not there in time. Goes over the head of the second shortstop and second baseman. So the runner does get into scoring position with a stolen base, and the count is 1-1. Parks. An off-speed pitch is a little number into center field. McIntyre will glove. That'll get a run home. So Parks took something off that pitch, but Kramer able to wait on it, drive in the run, and Campbell County has taken a 1-0 lead. First hit of the game for the Lady Camels, and Mariah Price will bat next. .397 batting average for her. Campbell County as a team comes in with a .397 batting average. Price has a couple of doubles and a home run. Very open stance. Hits from the right side, and the pitch is down low for a ball. There's a check swing, and it's a bit high, so it's 2-0. Kramer at first base has not stolen a base this season, so Parks' delivery is right down the heart of the plate there for a called strike, and it's 2-1. Harrison County and Bracken County will play in our next game. That pitch bounces up, scooped out nicely by Webb, the catcher, but the count goes to 3-2. Now, this is a sport where walks will come back to haunt you 9 times out of 10, and Perry walks. She has scored the first run of the game. Here's a ball popped up, and the catcher Webb out and can't field it, and it goes in foul territory, and it is a foul ball. That ball hit. She did not touch it, according to the umpire, and it kicked right into foul territory. So the count is now 3-2. That was about 10 feet down the first base line. Webb started back and then went back to try to get it. That's a play that almost has to be made probably by the pitcher or first baseman. And the payoff is hit foul down the right field side, and we'll do it again.
Three balls, two strikes. Lady Cardinals in black pants, red tops with a lot of white and white lettering and numerals. Campbell County in purple pinstripes, purple stockings. Again, the payoff is a call, strike three. And the inning is over. So, in the bottom of the first, Campbell County gets a run on a hit. No errors and a runner left. We've played one inning. Campbell County leading Clark County 1-0. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhead invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Creating lasting customer relationships is at the heart of Traditional Bank. Every day we get to serve our friends and neighbors, support new home ownership, help businesses grow, and invest in the communities we serve. Nothing means more to us than helping a customer reach a financial milestone or seeing a satisfied smile in the teller line. Thank you for allowing us to do what we love each and every day. Trust, tradition, together. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center. Here's Emma Enzi to lead off Clark County's second inning, and the freshman right fielder takes a pitch from Hamilton down the dirt for a ball. In fact, it's two balls, no strikes. Enzi, Willoughby, and Estep to bat here. That pitch is off the plate inside. A three ball, no strike count to Enzi. Enzi came in, .255 batting average. The 3-0, and that hits the outside part of the plate. Enzi taking all the way. 3-1. Clark County got a leadoff double from McIntyre to start the first, but that didn't last. Here's a little number foul for a strike. And it's a full count. I'm sorry, this is Willoughby. This is Jalen Willoughby. Another freshman, but the second baseman. Pitches up high. I stand corrected. That is Enzi. I got to come to the throw out at third there. Left me a little confused, but there's Enzi walking on ball four. So Enzi becomes a leadoff base runner here in the second inning, and now Jalen Willoughby bats. Freshman second baseman hits from the left side. First pitch is in for a strike. Willoughby throws left, bats left. There's a number foul, just barely caught that one off the end of the bat. And Willoughby is down, no balls, two strikes. Willoughby a .257 batting average with a couple of doubles on the season. Again, one of three freshmen in the starting lineup, and swings through that pitch. So it's a three-pitch strikeout, third strikeout of the game for Hamilton, and the batter will be Kennedy Estep. Evan Enzi, you have an Estep. Willoughby bats between. Estep, the senior third baseman, .207 batting average, and that pitch hit her. So Enzi moves to second base. Estep trots on down to first, and the batter is Alyssa Willoughby, the junior catcher, right-hand hitter.
pitches in for a strike. Welby is not very tall, does not have a big strike zone for Hamilton to work with. Fryman is on deck. Takes that pitch high for a ball. It's 1-1. So Hamilton trying to stave off a little mini thread by Clark County, and that pitch is high, and it's 2-1. Hamilton walks back off the pitching rubber, going towards center field, steps back on. Willoughby ready and waiting. Where's double zero? There's a little number foul over into the near the Clark County dugout, and the count is all even at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Hamilton pitches. That pitch bounces up there. That'll advance the runners. Got away just off to the left side from the catcher. That'll be a wild pitch. So Clark County with only one out. Runners at second and third. And it's a 3-2 count. That pitch is in for a call, strike three. Willoughby took it. Or Webb took it in. That's the second strikeout of the inning, the fourth of the game. There are two outs, and it's up to Meredith Fryman. Fryman, the senior, .220 batting average. Big rip, swings right through it for strike one. Fryman had Chez one home run on the season. That was an inside-the-park home run in the district against Bourbon County. And she hits the ball well to right field, and that ball will be just foul. About 8 or 9 feet in foul territory. And Hamilton gets ahead. No balls, two strikes. Fryman can reach. Parks will bat next. Hamilton, though, ahead. 0-2. That's way up high. Gets away from the catcher. And that bounced right back off the screen. You don't have a big distance between the plate and the backstop here. Not easily can you score from third base on a wild pitch or a pass ball, but it's possible. A ball and two strikes. Fryman waits. Shits the ball to right field up in the air, and it will drop for a base hit, and two runs are going to score. The runner, second runner, just coming in. Now, Fryman is, they made a late throw to the plate, and Fryman able to get on to second base. So, Meredith Fryman with a two-run, two-out single here in the second inning to put Clark County ahead for the first time. That'll be a throwing error to allow Fryman to go to second base. First error of the game. And the batter will be Morgan Parks, who steps over the chance to help herself with the runner at second base. Fryman. Fryman now has only 9 runs batted in the season. 4 of those have come here in the last 3 games. So she's ready to run at second base. First pitch to Parks, came in up high for a ball. Hamilton staring in, has the sign, pitches. That's up high, and it's 2-0. Anaya McIntyre is ready to bat next. She doubled to left center her first time up. Pitches high, and it's 3-0. Have a couple of dozen people that are sitting out beyond the fence watching the game. 3-0 is in for a strike. 3 balls, 1 strike here. Lady Cardinals taking a 2-1 lead here in the top of the second inning. And the 3-1, and there's a grounder right back off the glove of the pitcher, and She's going to be safe. Freiman has to stop at third. So Parks gets on the air to the pitcher, and runners at first and third with two outs. And the batter is McIntyre. McIntyre bats. Gwynn is on deck. And a chance for McIntyre here. See if they put Parks in motion. There are two outs. There's a ball, a number to the first baseman on the first pitch. Catches it in foul territory about seven or eight steps in front of the bag, and the inning is over. But Clark County in the second. Couple of runs on a hit. There were two errors. Two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Clark County with a 2-1 lead on Campbell County when we come back in 90 seconds.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Clark County, Morgan Parks has a lead now of 2-1, facing Faith Whitford, and she pops it up right back to Parks, just to the third base side of the mound. Whitford is an out here to begin the second inning. Lily Furman, sophomore third baseman, will bat next. Big right-hand batter. Furman steps in. 361 batting average. Little number and coming in, Jalen Willoughby. And that ball hit in the soft dirt, and it just kind of stopped, and she couldn't get to it in time to get over there. And I'll score that an infield hit. And the batter is Addie Griffin, left-hand batter. So Campbell County with a one-out base runner. Pitches down low for a ball. Griffin batting with Tate on deck. Parks is trying to keep her team in this game in these early innings. There's a ball hit high and deep to center field and going back, and that ball is out of here. Griffin with a two-run home run, her third home run of the season. Touches them all, and Campbell County right back into the lead at 3-2. That'll bring Bree Tate, the junior second baseman, to the plate, right-hand batter. Tate, a 241 batting average. There's a really good hitting background here, I think. You know, there's greenery and out beyond, and that pitch comes in low for a ball one. If there's any problem for the hitter here, it's, you know, you see through the outfield fence, and there are people out there sitting and moving around a little bit can be a slight distraction. Here's the one ball pitch from Parks, and that ball bounces. And it's two balls and no strikes. So Campbell led 1-0. Clark led 2-1. Campbell back in front 3-2.
My brother played football at St. X.
Okay.
So he was going up and down.
Two ball, no strike count. Parks looks for a strike and gets it, I believe. No? Down low. It's 3-0. So Parks trying to find the strike zone. And Tate taking all the way, I think, but it was well outside. And that's the second walk of the game issued by Parks. And now we're back to the top of the batting order with Josie Feeback. And again, Feeback, 434 batting average coming in. Hit back to the mound her first time up, but she has 7 home runs on the season and leads her team in runs batted in as a runner at first with one out. Pitch taken outside for a ball. I don't think Coach Brian Caudle will. He won't wait a long time before bringing Gwynn in if Parks struggles. That one bounces up there, and the runner able to go to second base. The ball is down the dirt. But not a stolen base. That'll be a wild pitch. And it's a two ball, no strike count. And keep in mind, boy, Parks is only an eighth grader. Trying to gather herself. And again, facing the top of the order now. That pitch bounces up there, gets away. That'll allow the runner to go on to third base. So it's 3-0. Perry and Hamilton are waiting to bat with only one out. Takes it up high. And that's 8 pitches in a row out of the strike zone. And that'll bring Alyssa Webb from behind the plate out to talk to Morgan Parks. Coach Brian Caudle does not come to the mound. He lets his players gather, and they won't get long before an umpire will step in if they don't break it up. Everybody headed back to their defensive positions. Feeback has stolen 10 bases in 11 attempts this season, so might pretty much expect her to be moving early in the count here with one out. Left-handed batting Perry is up there. And Parks ready and pitching in. That one bounces up there. The runner goes and makes second without a throw. So now, two runners in scoring position with only one out. Campbell County trying to add to its lead, and that pitch is, that's down low. And it's 2-0, and that's 10 pitches in a row that have not found the strike zone for Morgan Parks. That pitch just missed outside, and it's 3-0. And you've got Hope Hamilton waiting on deck, who popped out to second her first time up, but has hit 6 home runs this season. That pitch is down low, and now that's 12 in a row. And Campbell County threatening to break the game open. So a single, a home run. And now, after that home run, a walk, a walk, and a walk. Parks was headed out of the game, and we're going to see Gwynn come on to pitch, so New pitcher on the way. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
It's Furniture World Superstore's incredible Memorial Day sale with low, low holiday prices. Buy a leather reclining sofa with power headrest, just $11.99. Get the matching love seat free, plus half off select items. Living rooms and dining sets, half off. Bedrooms and mattresses, half off. Plus up to 60 months financing. The Memorial Day sale on now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and used, we've got a deal waiting for you. See me, Lonnie Pendleton, at Dutch Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
Oh, if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
One thing I've never quite figured out in the world we live in now in high school sports, I think that maybe the home team official, the home team scorer might be the official scorer in games like this. We don't have any score here in the press box, I don't think. An official scorekeeper for, and that's, and we don't get lineups. Yeah, they're going to put in for Morgan Parks. Abby Horn is coming into the game. Horn is moving to right field, and the right fielder is coming to play shortstop. And there's a pitch that bounces away, and oh, they almost got her at home, but they couldn't. And a run scores to make it 4-2. So Tate comes in on a wild pitch. Runners move up. So Gwen pitching now for Clark County. She comes from shortstop. Enzi moves to shortstop. And Abby Horn goes to right field. Hamlin takes a pitch in for a strike, and it's even at 1-1. There's one out here. Here's the ball, long and deep. That ball's way out of here. Hamilton got a whole bunch of that one. A three-run shot for Hope Hamilton. And just like that, it's a 7-2 ball game. Hamilton connecting on her seventh home run of the season. She now has 34 runs batted in and has moved into a tie with Samantha Perry. And now Kramer steps in. She had a base hit her first time up. That pitch bounced well in front of the plate for ball one. Well, Clark County had taken a 2-1 lead in the top half of this inning. The first batter popped out, but then a base hit, a home run, and there's a foul outside of third. And after the home run, Parks, she just kind of lost concentration a little bit, I think, and she threw 12 pitches in a row out of the strike zone, walked the bases loaded. Gwynn comes on, wild pitch gets one run in, and then Hamilton hits a three-run homer. Here's a little pop-up into right center field and going over and making the play is Abby Horn, who just checked into the lineup. And there are two outs. Here's Mariah Price, who struck out to end the first inning. Ninth batter to come to the plate for Campbell County here in their Home second, ground ball left side. A nice job. Enzi cuts it off at, or rather, Estep cuts it off at third base and throws around. Nice play by Estep. Moving off to her left. So, boy, the three-run home run looms big. Six runs on three hits. Two of them were home runs. Nobody left on base, but after two innings, Campbell County now leads Clark County 7-2. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Ellie Gwynn leads off the Clark County third and taking a couple of pitches out of the zone. Gwynn, strikeout victim her first time up. Right-hand batter. Gwynn, Burke, and Enzi to bat. Clark County needing base runners down now. 7-2, and there's a check swing, and that one's high. Oh, I think he called that one a strike. She went too far. Two balls and a strike to count. Gwynn even stands from the right side, takes it up high, and it's 3-1. And there's ball four, way up and outside. So, third inning in a row, Clark County has their leadoff batter on, and here's Lexi Burke. Struck out swinging her first time up. Bouncer to the third baseman went right through her legs. Took out an unusual hop. And there are runners at first and second. That'll be an error on the third baseman, Lily Furman. And Emma Enzi comes to the plate. Enzi walked her first time up and scored ahead of the base hit by Meredith Fryman. That pitch is down in the dirt for a ball. That off-speed pitch. They call that a strike. That pitch was up very top of the numbers there. Kind of opened up the top part of the strike zone there, and it's all even at 1-1. Enzi takes here, and the ball gets away from the catcher just long enough for the runners to move up. It'll be a pass ball. And it's a two-ball, one-strike count. Ball has popped up, foul ground outside of third, and fielded over there by Lily Furman for the first out of the inning. So Enzi fouls out. Jalen Willoughby struck out her first time up, left-hand batter. I think Clark County really, they desperately need to get these two runs in. Try to get back a little bit closer in this game. low and away, ball one. Kind of goes, I think, that seems like a standard statement that anybody could make. In this game, you sense Campbell County is going to put more runs on the board probably. That pitch is over the outside corner for a strike, 1-1. Willoughby Bats with Estep waiting on deck. Here's a little number, foul, outside of third. That's a one ball, two strike count to freshman Jalen Willoughby. And this one is just foul. That was closer to being a fair ball than the last one, but still foul, and strike two is holding. One ball, two strikes. Pitch is way up high, and it's 2-2. 76 degrees here in northern Kentucky in Covington. Wind's coming from the southwest at about 14 miles an hour. The 2-2 is down low. Three ball, two strike count. Allen has certainly been the primary pitcher for Campbell County. Here's a ground ball to the second baseman. And gets the out at first, but a run scores to make it 7-3. Burke moves on to third base. Willoughby gets a run batted in. Here is Kennedy Estep. Hit by pitch when she came to the plate back in the second inning. Then she scored ahead of the base hit by Meredith Fryman. Lissa Webb is on deck. Pitch is way up high. Ball one. That pitch is high. It's 2-0. If Hamilton were to walk Estep, or if Estep gets on it anyway, Webb is such a tough out, I think, for Hamilton because of her height. Oh, she goes after a bad pitch there. Fouls it off, 2-1. That's the biggest difference in the game of softball and baseball today. You'd never have taken that pitch a few years back. That pitch is high, and it's 3-1. She'd be on first base right now. Now the ball thrown to third base and gets away, and Burke comes in to score. And it's 7-4. So they try to pickoff play. Here's a ground ball foul outside of third, and the count is full at 3-2. So Clark County loses a 2-1 lead, falls behind 7-1, but they're back now within 7-4. Hamilton looking for the payoff pitch, and the ball is hit into right field for a base hit. So he step on at first base with a single. And Alyssa Webb will come to the plate. I was talking with Coach Caudle before the game, and he said that they, you know, they were hitting off the pitching machine, and said they had thought they had the speed of Hamilton pretty well measured and for their batters in there. There's a chopper just foul outside of third. Strike one. Webb bats, Fryman on deck. We're here in the top half of inning number three. That pitch is high. One ball, one strike. Right after this game, Harrison County and Bracken County will play. Then Montgomery County and Brossard, and Mason County and Pendleton County finish things off. That pitch is high, and it's 2-1. Craig kind of reacts to that pitch, but, you know, hey, if you're down there at where the umpire's looking at that pitch come in, it's up around her shoulders. There's a ball hit well to center field, and it's over the head of the center fielder who falls down. That's going to get another run in. Webb is on her way to third base, and she will be safe with a triple. Center fielder is up, and I think she's okay, but it's 7-5. So Alyssa Webb tied into that one, and Coach Kitchen is on her way to the mound. Webb had a couple of doubles. On the season, that's only her third extra base hit, but it. Now for Clark County, we get a courtesy runner that will come in for the catcher. And it's going to be a Zion Mundy Lloyd, a junior. So Mundy Lloyd in to run at third base. Kitchen goes out and just encourages Hamilton. She's going to stay. Fryman had a two-run single to put Clark County ahead 2-1 last inning. So batting for the second time in the game. So Hamilton ready and works, and that's up and away. One ball, no strike. She has made a lot of pitches in this inning, a lot of pitches these last two innings. There's a ground ball left side, and that'll get a run in. Late throw. Third baseman could not cut that one off cleanly, and Fryman is on. And it is 7-6. As Webb crosses the plate. We're going to have a change now on the left side of the infield. Campbell County's Mallory Fleckenstein is going to come into the game, a sophomore. She'll come in for Furman. So Fleckenstein enters the game. Clark County here in the top of the third has the potential tying run here at first base. And Abby Horn is going to bat. She came in to replace Morgan Parks when Parks left the game after being the starting pitcher for Clark County. And here is Horn. First pitch is a bit high for a ball. Clark County with four runs in the inning here, have gotten back within a run. That pitch is in for a called strike, and it's one ball, one strike. There are two outs in the inning. Ground ball foul, third base side. Little dribbler, and count goes to 1-2. Clark County scored a couple of runs. And then there were two outs and nobody on. That pitch is up high, and it's 2-2. And then, east up, a base hit. Webb with a triple to center field. Fryman with an infield hit to the left side of the infield. There's a ball popped up to the shortstop, who makes the play, and the inning is over. But Clark County right back in it. Lady Cardinals get four runs. They do it on three hits. There was a error on Campbell County and a runner left on base. We played 2.5 now. It's Campbell County 7, Clark County 6. We'll be right back here in 90 seconds.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
When you are looking for quality dental care at affordable prices, there's only one place to go in the Gateway area. That's Sterling Family Dental Care at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. You get it from a dentist and staff that truly cares about their patients. Dr. Johnson also offers the latest in technology when it comes to cosmetic dentistry. Make sure you and your family have quality dental health care. It will put your mind at ease. Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Faith Whitford leads off the Campbell County third. And it's a soft liner into left center field, and going back and making the play is the shortstop, Emma Enzi. Went up backhanded, and really nice play, and there's one out. And that brings up Fleckenstein, who's batting down. Fleckenstein pops up, foul territory. Burke fields it over near the Campbell County dugout first base side, and Billy Gwynn gets a couple of quick outs here in the third inning. And the batter is Addie Griffin, who hit a two-run home run. Her first time up, left-hand batter, and takes it up and away for a ball. And really, it was that at-bat that it just kind of caused Morgan Parks to unravel, I think. She threw 12 pitches in a row out of the strike zone after that and then left the game. That pitch is down low, and it's two balls, no strikes. So Griffin trying to become a two-out base runner with Bree Tate coming up next for the Lady Camels. Gwynn trying to come back and battle from 2-0 down, and that pitch is way high, so it's 3-0. We have had a lot of pitches in this game so far, and we've got another ball four. So Griffin walks. So it's a runner at first with two outs, and that pitch comes in a little bit inside for a ball to Bree Tate, who walked and scored a run her first time up. If she reaches, we'll be back to the top of the batting order. Bella Gwynn pitches. That's in for a strike. If you're Bella Gwynn, you know, all she can do right now is just, you know, move the ball around as best she can, but make sure she tries to throw strikes and not put runners on base. That pitch is just a bit high, and it's 2-1. Wins 2-1. That's in for a strike, and that, well, those last two pitches look pretty much in the same place, but one a ball, one a strike. And the count is all even at 2-2. Gwynn trying to end this inning right here. Runner at first. There's a little number. Gwynn moves toward first base, grabs it, flips it to Burke, and the inning is over. So Gwynn, with her first full inning of work, and handles things without too much trouble. No runs, no hits, a runner left on base. We have played three innings. Campbell County 7, Clark County 6. We're right back in a minute and a half.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions, and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
McDonald's presents Burger Reviews by Hamburglar. Today's review, the hotter, juicier classic burgers. Mr. Hamburglar.
Bravo, bravo.
He said, of all the McDonald's burgers I've ever hamburgled, these are the hottest, juiciest, and tastiest.
Get a double cheeseburger, medium fries, and medium soft drink like Dr. Pepper for just $6. Price of participation may vary comparison to prior classic burgers.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Anaya McIntyre leads off the Clark County fourth and rips a single into left field. Hit the ball really sharply. And now Bella Gwynn bats. Fouls that pitch off third base side. It's one ball, one strike count to Gwynn. So McIntyre, Gwynn, Burke will bat next. Clark County trying to get some offense going here. There's a ball back. They go to second base and they get the out there. Good job by Hamilton to get that force out at second of McIntyre. Perry covering it now. So there's one out with Gwynn now, the base runner at first base. Here's Burke, who reached on an error and scored and struck out. And that ball is a little soft liner and to the third base side of the mound. Hamilton goes and makes that catch for the second out, and Gwynn able to hang on at first base, and now the batter is Enzi, who takes up high for a ball. Enzi has walked and scored and fouled out to the third baseman. Top of the fourth, Campbell County with a 7-6 lead on the Lady Cards. Hamilton pitching. Ground ball knocked down by Hamilton. Picks it up and throws, and they get her. And the inning is over. So Hamilton has a relatively quick fourth inning. Clark County with nothing across on a hit, and they leave a runner on base. We're midway through this 10th region opening game. Campbell County, one run advantage over the Lady Cards at 7-6 when we come back in 90 seconds.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
top the Campbell County fourth and lines a double the base of the fence in center field. So she's at second base, and there's the pitch to Perry that's in for a strike. 0-1. Perry has been up twice. She has walked twice. She has scored twice. Four of the Campbell County runs that have scored, they've reached on walks. And there's an off-speed pitch that goes over the head of the catcher, and moving on to third base is feedback on the wild pitch. So it's a one ball, one strike count to Perry. This is a big inning for Gwynn to try to get through this heart of the order. There's a bunt, first base side. Burt gloves, flips on, not in time, run scores. Runner goes to second because nobody is there. And Campbell County is ahead 8-6. That was a really good bunt. Dented it right down the first base line. Tough for anybody to get to in time to get the runner at first. And easy for feedback to score. And then Clark County moving defensively, and there was nobody left at second base. Here's Hamilton. There's a runner going to third. The throw is not in time. One ball, no strike count. That ball got away from Webb just briefly, but really, you know, nobody out. I don't know why you really would. You got Hamilton up there. She had a three-run home run the last time. There's a pop-up over the first base side. That'll get back out of play. One ball, one strike. I guess runners never fall down, but you always think somebody could and get, you know, give away an easy out like that. Hamilton bats, Kramer on deck. Here's the 1-1, and that pitch is down low. Hamilton taking two balls and a strike. Baseball action now. None today at Bourbon County, the 10th region. Tomorrow, the action, and you'll be able to hear it on 990 and 102.9 FM. Here's a ball ripped foul outside of third. Two balls and two strikes. And what they're going to try to do is play 5:30 and 8 o'clock games the next 2 days to get the opening round done at Bourbon County. Their problem was some standing water in the outfield there. Two ball, two strike count. Gwynn pitches, and it's pop foul down the right field line and coming over, and the ball is off the glove of the right fielder. And the count stays. That's an error on the right fielder for dropping that ball, but if she had caught it, a run would have scored for Campbell County. That ball gets away from the catcher, and the run will score now on the wild pitch. And the lead is 9-6. And the count is 3-2. So Hamilton up there with the bases empty. Down and in, ball four. So, still nobody out. And Ryan Caudill is on his way to the mound right now. I don't know what the action might be here. I think it's just conversation with Bella Gwynn, trying to encourage her a little bit as Campbell County bats in the bottom of the fourth inning. Campbell County got a run in the first, six in the second. They've scored two here in the fourth, and a runner at first base with nobody out. Sun shines brightly now, breaking through the clouds. Kramer has single and fly to right. both times has hit the ball to right field. When ready. Pitch is ripped into left field for a base hit and gets away from the left fielder just for a moment. She quickly recovers and keeps the runner at second base. And here is Mariah Price, who has been called out on strikes and grounded out to third. Price batting. Whitford is on deck. Right-hand batter takes that left foot and puts it almost out of the box. And the pitch is down low for ball one. When ready. That pitch is inside, gets off the glove of the catcher, and runners move up to second and third. Be a pass ball. And it's a two-ball, no-strike count to Price. So Gwen trying to battle back if she can, and this one gets away from the catcher again in the dirt. Run scores. That'll be a wild pitch. And it is 10-6. So, well, the Lady Cardinals made a good comeback, down 7-2, and battled back to within 7-6. But now, Camels have pushed the lead right back out to four runs, threatening to do more. Three ball, no strike count on the batter, Price, and Gwynn's pitch is down the dirt again. Again, it gets away from the catcher, and runner scores. And it's 11-6. See, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 walks given up by Clark County pitching so far. And here's Faith Whitford, who has popped to the pitcher and hit a soft liner into shallow left center field. That excellent defensive play was made by Emma Enzi. That pitch bounces up there, almost hit her. Gets away, and the runner goes to second base. Tell you what, this game is now about an hour and 7 minutes old, and we have had a bunch of runners on base and a bunch of runs scored, and we are essentially still at the midway point because there's nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth. That one hit her. So runners at first and second. Here's Fleckenstein to bat. I think I call her Fleckenstein. The public address announcer says Fleckenstein, and I'll go with that. She fouled out her first time up, has batted only once in the game so far. Takes that pitch for a ball. Gwynn kind of walks back off the rubber. It looked like a pretty good pitch from here. One ball, no strike count. There's a strike. 1-1. Home plate umpire likes the high strike, doesn't like the low strike. Yeah, or pitch, I should say. That one's down and in. 2-1. We move in the bottom third now of the Campbell County batting order. Gwynn pitches, and the ball is hit down left field line, and that ball will be caught. Nice running play made out there in left field by Meredith Fryman. Excellent running catch for the first out of the inning. But Fryman has really picked up her game here. this postseason. She's been outstanding hitting and defensively. Here's Addie Griffin. Takes a pitch in for a strike. She has hit a two-run home run and walked in her two trips to the plate. Runners at first and second here with one out. That pitch is low and away. Ball and a strike. Here's a ball hit to the, it got by the second baseman. Run's going to score. Runner moves up to third. And it is 12-6. It'll be an error on the second baseman. And here is Bree Tate, who has walked and scored and hit back to the mound. And she is the number 9 batter and the 9th batter to come to the plate in the inning. So Josie Feeback is waiting on deck. Pitch is way up high. They throw to second base, and then the runner comes home. And the runner didn't go. That was just a decoy play. Runner broke off the first. So the runner scores to make it 13-6, Campbell County, and now runner at first base. This is a big batter right here for Gwynn to try to get. Pitch taken, the runner goes, and the throw, nobody really covering very well for Clark County, and Griffin in at second. It's a two ball, no strike count to Bree Tate. That pitch is in for a strike, 2-1. Tate thought it was a little bit tight. She's fairly close to the plate and came right over the inside corner. Two-one bunt at third base side foul. Evens the count up at 2-2. So two ball, two strike count, runner at second base here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The pitch is down in the dirt, and we're full at 3-2. Josie Feeback waiting on deck. Started the inning with a double over the head of McIntyre in center. And she'll come to the plate with two on. And only one out. Tate walks. Feeback will step in, batting right-handed. Hit to the mound, walked, doubled, and scored twice. Takes that pitch down and in. Ball one. Lady Cardinals just trying to get out of this fourth inning. This is the 10th batter Campbell County has sent to the plate. That pitch is outside. 2-0. Gwynn is really struggling now, trying to find the strike zone, and it's been a long inning. Ground ball. That'll get into right field for a base hit. Runner will stop at third. And the bases are loaded for Sam Perry. Griffin moves to third. Tate to second. Feeback with her second hit of the game. And Perry, who has walked twice and singled, has scored three times and has driven in a run. Hits from the left side. And looking to do more damage and play add-on for Campbell County. That pitch is low for a ball. Pitch up and high, and it's can it be up and high? Yeah, it was high a little bit outside, maybe. It's a two-ball, no-strike count, and no place to put Perry. Gwynn needs to come with a strike, and it's low and away in the dirt. Catcher Alyssa Webb has to track that one down a few feet off to her left to make sure the runner stays at third base, and it's a three-ball, no-strike count. Gwynn pitches, and that gets away. That'll get a run in. So it is 14-6. The bases are still loaded. And here is Hope Hamilton, who is popped to second, walked, and scored, and hit a three-run home run that was way out of here. Rips that one down the left field line. A fair ball, extra bases. One run scores. Second run will score. Throw comes in. Hamilton trots into second with a double. And it is 16-6. So a couple more RBIs for Hamilton. And here's Kramer, who has singled twice and fly to right, has scored a run. Hits in the number four spot. Hamilton now with five runs batted in the game. First pitch is way up and outside for a ball. We have only one out in this inning, and that came on a really excellent catch made out in left field by Fryman. Up high again, 2-0. With five runs batted in the game, Hamilton has taken over the RBI lead. Feedback had one more than her, and now there's a ball that is hit into left center field for a base hit. A run scores. Throw coming to the plate, not going to be in time. Runner goes to second base. And it's 18-6. And here's Price coming to the plate. The Clark County infield and catcher, they come out to have a chat, but Coach Brian Caudill is not there. This is just the players trying to rally themselves a little bit. Campbell County now has sent 13 batters to the plate here in the inning. Eleven of those batters have scored. Here's Price, and Price rips it to left field. That'll drop in front of Fryman for a base hit. And they're going to send a runner to the plate, and she'll score. And it's 19-6. And here is Faith Whitford. Fleckenstein is on deck. She was hit by a pitch earlier this inning and came around to score. Here's the ball to the shortstop, who gloves, throws, and gets you out at second base for the second out of the inning. Willoughby covering, and Whitford is on at first. Now the base runner with the fielder's choice, and Fleckenstein bats. She has fouled out and flied to left in her two trips to the plate. Bats with Griffin on deck. Pitch in for a strike from Gwynn. We're only in the bottom of the fourth, but twists and turns in this game. Here's a pitch foul back for a strike. Campbell led 1-0. Clark led 2-1. Campbell led 7-2. Clark made it 7-6. And now it's 19-6, Campbell County. Here's a ball ripped foul outside of third. Count stays at no balls, two strikes. Harrison Bracken waiting to play next. The pitch is bouncing up there. It's a one ball, two strike count. Well, the Reds sweep the Dodgers the weekend series, and now they get ready to take on the Cardinals. That pitch is down and inside. It's 2-2. The Reds, they're trying to climb out of the cellar. But you really sense the way the Reds pitching has been, with the hitting were to come fall in place, they could rally. There's a foul back. Keeping the count at two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner at first. And a dozen runs in the inning. Pitches up and outside. It's 3-2. I really think even the Campbell County fans were ready for that to be called a strike. This inning has gone on so long. And the payoff pitch from Gwynn is ripped foul outside of third. She turned on that pitch. This has been one long inning. This is the 16th batter to come to the plate here in the bottom of the fourth for Campbell County. And the ball is popped foul back out of play. Alyssa Webb. Track that one right to the backstop. I tell you what, if you had a feel, a little compassion for somebody, it would be Webb behind the plate, but she keeps right on battling back there. There's a pitch that's fouled back of the plate. This will be the 11th pitch of this at-bat for Fleckenstein. And Gwynn delivers, and it's hit in deep in the hole at short. Everybody's going to be safe. No chance to make a play, an infield hit on the 11th pitch of the at-bat. That's the 8th hit of the inning, and here is Addie Griffin with runners at first and second. Takes outside, ball one. Griffin has hit a two-run home run. She has walked. She has reached on an error and scored. Ball is ripped into left or right center field. That gets a run in. Another run is going to round third and come to the plate. The throw goes to third base, not in time. Two-run score, and the game is over. A triple by Griffin drives in a couple of runs. And Campbell County, wow, 14 runs on 9 hits. There was a Clark County error and a runner left on base. And they moved the lead to 15 runs, and that ends it. 15-run lead after 3 innings ends the game. And, of course, here it's... Does it after four? And we'll be back. 14 runs, 9 hits, an error, and a runner left there in the bottom of the fourth for Campbell County. We'll be back to recap this one for you in 2 minutes.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Hey, here's great news from LA1 in Winchester. The peach is back. The great combination of LA1 and peaches is here. Now rest easy, all you hardcore fans. We'll never mess with the original. So go to your favorite store and grab your favorite flavor of LA, including new peach LA. Get more details on our website, LA1.com, and on all LA social media. And remember, the peach is back.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Dan Maley with you from Scott High School here in Northern Kentucky in the first game of this 10th Region softball tournament is history. Campbell County wins it 21-6. The winning numbers for the Lady Camels, 21 runs on 13 hits, 3 errors and 3 left. Clark County had 6 runs, 6 hits, an error and 4 left. Campbell got a run at the bottom of the second, led 1-0. Clark County got 2 in the top of the second on a two-out single by Meredith Fryman, as the Lady Cardinals came back to lead 2-1. Then in the bottom of the second, Campbell goes up 7-2. Top of the third, Clark County gets 4 runs. Alyssa Webb had a triple to the fence and center during that inning, 7-6. Then we had a scoreless bottom of the third, but Lady Cardinals could not score in the top of the fourth. And in the bottom of the fourth, Campbell County puts 14 runs on the board on 9 hits, and they win it, going away 21-6. Campbell County advances 16-9 on the season. Clark County wraps up its season at 8-24. That'll do it for us here on the Gateway Sports Network. Thanks a lot for being with us. We'll tell you that coming up, Harrison County and Bracken County are playing next. Right after that, we'll be back. Montgomery County and Bishop Rossard will play a game that's scheduled to start at 4 o'clock and has a chance of being somewhat close to that, you would think, right now. See what happens as Harrison and Bracken slated to begin, at 5 o'clock. Harrison and Bracken are slated to begin at 3 o'clock here, and they got a good chance of getting that game off at about 3 o'clock. But for now, for our studio engineers, thanks for being with us. I'm Dan Manley. Again, the final, Campbell County 21, Clark County 6. For now, so long, everybody.
Oh, put me in cold. I'm ready to play today.
You're listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Sports, WMST. This broadcast is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Now more timeless favorites on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.